Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Twisted or unique takes on fairy tales are a favorite subgenre of many people, myself included. There is just something fun about hearing the same story we've heard many a time, told just a bit differently. Today we are returning to Hubbard County for another unique fairy tale spin with friend of the show, Wayne Karchner. Here's Wayne.
Now, Ken asked me to talk to you about how to run a successful business. He found out I own a mercantile a far piece away from here in Hubbard County, and I figured I could tell you what's needed for a successful business by telling you a little bit about what goes on in my mercantile. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, Hubbard County is the county that was settled by Old Mother Hubbard, and we have an eclectic population. The other day I was talking with Jack at the counter when these three pigs walked in and said they wanted to build a house. Now, I knowed these little pigs since they was little. Two of them are real pillars of the community. The oldest brother has a stall down at the market. He sells roast beef. The second one stays home and gardens. He's a vegan, so he doesn't eat no roast beef. The last of the pigs is a problem. Every weekend he gets drunk with his friend, our building inspector, Jim Beam, and late at night he'll run home yelling, wee, 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 all the way home. It's disturbing. Anyway, the first pig, he'd seen a pile of straw out back and wanted to build a house out of that. I'd bought the straw from an old man named McDonald. He used to have a farm, and on this farm he had some straw, and had some straw here, had some straw there. Everywhere he had some straw. And anyway, I bought the straw, and the pig wanted to buy the straw to build a house. Now, I told him I didn't think the straw would make a good house, but now that's my number one rule for a good business. Don't argue with your customers, even if you think they're just wrong. You might want to write that down. Don't argue with your customers. Number one rule. Oh, I was telling you about Jack. Don't get me distracted. I was in my store when I saw Jack leading his cow down the street and said, Jack, what you doing with the cow? He told me he was going to sell the cow at the market. Now, I've known Jack since he was a baby. Everybody in town looks out for Jack. Jack is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. His pappy, Jack Sr., was not very bright, and Jack got the short end of the dipstick. And I knew those sharpies at the market would cheat him, so I decided I'd try to prepare him, kind of show him how some people would try to cheat him. I just received a new shipment of beans and seeds, and I grabbed some beans labeled Miracle Beans, and I said, now, Jack, if I offered to trade these beans for your cow, would you take him? I really meant to just show him that people would try to offer things that weren't worth it. But, you know, Jack grabbed those beans and was out that door before I could stop him. Now, that breaks my number two rule, is be fair to your customers. Always treat your customers fairly. Now, beans for a cow ain't fair. Now, like I said, these three pigs come in, so I couldn't go after Jack. He was too far down the street. But I figured I'd go down and talk to his ma and straighten it out later. But anyway, I was getting back to those pigs. I didn't finish telling you about the pigs. Like I said, the littlest pig bought the straw to build his house, and his older... The next one saw some sticks I had in the back and asked how much I'd sell them for. And, well, I was just going to throw them out. So I said I'd just charge him a delivery fee, but I suggested we mill them down, make proper boards out of them. But he said he'd take them just as they were. And, again, don't argue with your customers. I was surprised how nice the straw and stick house turned out. Both of them looked like a stiff wind would blow them out over, though. But they did look nice. I'm pretty sure that if this youngest wasn't friend with the building inspector, he wouldn't have got it approved. Now, the third pig, he's the smart one. He saw some bricks I had left over from another job, and he wanted to do that. Now, here comes my third rule for a good business, cross-selling. And if you know what cross-selling is, that's when you sell something and you sell something else that goes with it. Now, we were looking at some plans for a brick house, and it had a big fireplace in it, and I had this big cauldron. And so I suggested that he buy the cauldron from me. Well, I bought this cauldron from three old hags who used to use it in a Shakespeare play, and he loved the idea. He was so pleased with it, you know, after he built the house and he put the cauldron in the fireplace, first stew he made, he brought me some of it. Now, he's not a great cook. It tasted like a dog had drowned in it, but it did show how much he appreciated that. I can't let you think that I let it go with Jack, okay? Took me a couple of days before I could get with the Widow Spratt, Jack's mother. Now, that's a sad situation. Jack Sr., Jack Spratt, was a good provider. He used to make a living jumping over candlesticks, but he died. It was a real tragic, horrible accident. You know that hill north of town where the well is? Jack went up to get a pail of water, and coroner says he must have slipped and broke his crown. But a few days later, Jill Herbertson took a tumble, but fortunately, she just broke her leg. County's put up a fence up there now. It's a lot safer. Anyway, the Spratts have been really poor since Jack Sr.'s untimely death, and I was surprised when Ma Spratt said she was happy with the trade of the beans for the cows. And, you know, when I got there, somehow they had money. They'd been poor as church mice before, and they also have a goose that lays real premium eggs. They have me sell them at the store. I get a real price for them. You'd think they was made of gold. But anyway, getting back to my three rules of business, don't argue, even if you think they're wrong. Treat them fairly and try to cross-sell. Now, just between you and me, I'll be going back home tonight to Hubbard County, and I'll let you in on a little secret. I've been courting little Miss Muffet. She and I have been seeing quite a bit of each other, and I think I might be about to pop the question. You know, and I think my three rules for business might help me in marriage. Treat them fairly. Don't argue with them. And cross-sell. I'm not sure if that fits in with marriage or not, but you get the idea. Anyway, thank you.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.